Dr. Manji, dictating report of consultation on patient Carlene Paone, P-A-O-N-E. First name K-A-R-L-E-N-E. Date of birth 10/9/1971. Referring physician. Is Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Sirogiannis, T-S-I-R-O-G-I-A-N-N-I-S, M.D., 1325 Patterson Plank Road, number 3, Secaucus, New Jersey. 07094. Dear Dr. Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, thank you for referring Miss Carlene, K-A-R-L-E-N-E, Paone, P-A-O-N-E, for infectious disease evaluation of Lyme disease. Period. New paragraph. Patient is a 51-year-old female with history of chronic fatigue who was diagnosed and treated with Lyme disease back in October of 2021. In addition, she was found to have elevated titers for Epstein-Barr virus, as well as perimenopausal symptoms. Period. Recently, her symptoms have gotten worse, prompting referral for infectious disease evaluation. Period. Her chief complaint is fatigue with sensation of pins and needles in the hands, feet, metal taste, metallic taste in the mouth, sleepiness, tiredness, fatigue, allergies include allergy to penicillin, described as anaphylaxis at age 19. The patient has a remote history of, a past medical history, remote history of blood clots 19 years ago. Type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome. A GYN history is positive for two live births. Our gynecologist is Dr. Rubino, R-U-B-I-N-O. Our pap smear and mammogram are both due. The patient was informed to follow up on this. She's also due for a colonoscopy. Family history is positive for hypertension, heart disease, and diabetes. Surgical history is positive for appendectomy 2018, cholecystectomy 2018, right ACL repair 2017, carpal tunnel syndrome surgery 2022 and 2023. Medications include Zizal, Lexapro, Saxenda, S-A-X-E-N-D-A, 3 milligrams sub-Q daily, and multivitamins. Social history, positive for cigarette smoking. Physical examination reveals pleasant, well-nourished, well-developed female. Appears to be her stated age, 5 foot 5, 205 pounds. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 76, and regular respiratory rate is 16. Head normal, cephalic, atraumatic, ears normal, nose normal, throat normal, neck no rigidity, no thyromegaly, no bruise, no tracheolevation, no lymphadenopathy, chest symmetrical expansion, bilateral air entry, decreased breath sounds, pointless 1 is 2, abdomen is soft, non tender, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing. No edema, positive osteoarthritic changes, especially in the knees. Neurological examination, cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact, motor and sensory, all within normal limits. Labs reveal elevated bands for at least 3 proteins, like Lyme, borreliosis, bacteria, or IgM titers. Previous titers were IgM equivocal. Current titers suggest possibility of acute Lyme disease. Patient also mentions having had COVID 5 months ago. Impression. Chronic. Fatigue with history of Lyme disease treated in the past with doxycycline on at least 2 occasions in October 2021 and again in 2022. Patients does a lot of yard work and has 2 dogs which have been known to have ticks in the past. The possibility of acute Lyme disease cannot be excluded. And in view of this, I have restarted her on doxycycline 100 milligrams TOBID for 30 days. The patient will have additional blood work and return here in approximately 1 month. Results of all testing and treatment will be forwarded to your attention. In the future, a patient should have routine mammogram, pap smear. Would also consider a sleep evaluation if not done already. To rule out the possibility of obstructive sleep apnea. There's no currently available treatment for mononucleosis and its agent, Epstein-Barr virus, though some patients seem to respond favorably to acyclovir or Valtrex in high doses. An Epstein-Barr virus PCR will be sent. follow along with you and add further recommendations as needed. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangia, MD, FACP, end of dictation.